Batu Ha'aris, as it relates to today's daf and really some of the topics that we've been talking about recently. So number one, we mentioned Tovi Avdoi Shel Rabbi Gamliel. I saw in the Megadim Chadashim, this is in Parshas Lech Lecha, Parshas Noyach, Rabbi David Yoel Weiss says that there are many, many Gemaras, even Mishnayos, Yerushalmis, Mechiltas, that talk about Tovi Avdoi Shel Rabbi Gamliel. But if you look around specifically, Chazal mentioned two mitzvahs that Tovi did. The first one is Sukkah. You see Tovi sat in a Sukkah. Now, the truth is, what you see is that Tovi slept underneath a bed in a Sukkah. But if you look at the Rishonim explained, Tovi was in the Sukkah because he wanted to be Mekayim in the mitzvah Sukkah. When it got a little snuffy, he went underneath the bed because he understood at the end of the day he was Potter. And that was Rabbi Gamliel's comment. Re'isi Tovi Avdi Shu Talmud Chacham V'yoideya Shabbat HaPetur Menat Sukkah. Oh, but at the end of the day, he was in the Sukkah. Why was he in the Sukkah? Because Tovi wanted to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Sukkah. That's Pashat. There's a Yerushalmi right here in the beginning of the second parak of Masechta Sukkah. It's also in the 10th parak of Masechta Erevin, parak HaMoitzi Tefillin, where the Yerushalmi says, Tani, Tavi Eved Rabbi Gamliel, Hoyenoisin Tefillin, V'loi Michu B'yodoi Chachonim. So the context over there is where the Gemara says in the beginning of the last parak of Masechta Erevin that Michal Bas Shol, Michal Bas Kushi, used to put on Tefillin. We have raid bites on that. Ishtoi Shol Yoina, the wife of Yoina, the Navi used to be Euler Regel. Yerushalmi adds that Tavi, Avdish, Rabbi Gamliel used to put on tefillin. So Rabbi David Yoel Weiss said, there's two mitzvahs you find that Tavi did. You find that he did the mitzvah of Sukkah, and you find that he was Mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin. Now it's Pashit, he was probably Mekayim other mitzvahs as well. That's not the point. But Chazal emphasized two mitzvahs. They brought out in their Hele Geverta, Midvarov, Umisichoisayan, that Tavi, the Eved Rabbi Gamliel, was very careful in the mitzvah of Sukkah, and you see that he was very careful in the mitzvah of Tefillin. So he says, Biderech Efsher. He says, I don't know, but Biderech Efsher, maybe you can suggest a little bit of a pshat. And that is based on something that the Chidah brings in his Svarim, in the name of the Mekubalim, Darizal, and in the names of other Mekubalim as well. And that is that Tavi, who was the Eved of Rabbi Gamliel, was a Gilgal of Chum, the son of Noach. So everyone knows Noach had three sons, Shem, Chum, and Yefes. Shem was Yeshiva Shem of Aver, Yefes, well, in between, Yaftali Kim Yefes, and then of course, Noach had a son whose name was Chum. The Pasuk says in Parshas Noach that after Noach came out of the Teva, Vayochel Noach Isha Adam, and what was the first thing that he did? Vayitaker. He planted a vineyard, Vayesh Menayayin, and then he drank from the wine that grew in this vineyard. Vayishgar, he became shikar. Vayisgal Betoich Ahaloi. And then he exposed himself inside his tent. The Pasuk says, Vayarchom Avi Knan, Cham came in. He was the father of Knan as Erva Sovev. He saw the Erva of his father. Vayagi Lishnei Echabachutz. And he told his two brothers what were going on. Vayikach Shem Vyefes as Asimlo. So Shem and Yefes, they took this bag. They took a bag. Vayasimo Ashchem Shneim. They covered Noach with it. Vayelcho Achiranis. But they didn't want to look at him. So when they went to their father, they didn't want to see their father in this compromised position, so they're working backwards. Vayechasu es erves aviim upneim achiranis the erves aviim loyro vayikatz noach miyenoi vayedes asher osloi bnei akotan. And then he went and he cursed Chum and he cursed his son Canaan, and that's the pasuk. So Chum goes down in history as being cursed. Chum is the one whose son is Canaan, and what happens to Canaan? Vayiknan eved lomoi. So the ultimate eved in the Torah Shebiksav was Canaan, or Canaan, the son of Chum. The ultimate Eved Canaanian that we have in Talmud Bavli was Tavi. He's Avdo Yishal Rabbi Gamliel. So said the Mekubalim, the Chidah brings us B'Shem Darizal and others, that Tavi was a Gilgal Neshama of Chum. And he said, Remez Ledavar, he said that the word Tavi is Begematria 21, Tes Vez Yod, which means the Koilel, we don't usually do this, but the Koilel of 21 is Chaf, is 20. If you take Chaf and you put it in between the Ches and the Mem of Chum, what you have is Chacham. And Rabbi Gamliel in Shas referred to Tavi as a Talmud Chacham in our Mishnah. Take a look at my Eved Tavi. He's a Talmud Chacham. Look at my Eved Tavi. He's a Chacham. Why Chacham? Because this was a remez that he's a Gilgal of Chum, and Tavi, which is with the Koilel Chaf, you put it in between Chum, you can have Chacham. The Rizal said that Tavi is Miloshen Toiv. In Gilgulim, sometimes, apparently, the way this works is it's not the entire Gilgul, the entire Neshama that is Nisgagel, but there's aspects of it. So Tavi was a Gilgul of Cham, but it wasn't the entire Neshama of Cham. It was the Toiv. It was the of the neshama of Cham. And that's why even though Cham goes down as being cursed, but at the same time, Tavi is a kosher. Tavi is a Talmud Chacham. And that's symbolic in the name Tavi. It's Miloshen Toiv, because he's the Toiv. He's the Toiv of Cham. The Ben Yoyada, who's of course the Ben Ishchai, in Mesechtis Bavakama Daf Ayin Dalet. See, he brings this raid that the Chida says, and he says a davar nifla. The Mishnah in Perek Meruba says, Meisna, there was a story with Rabbi Gamliel that he once was forced to free his slave Tavi. And the reason is because we know that an Eved Knani goes free B'shein V'ayin. So if the master of an Eved knocks out the tooth or the eye, he blinds one of the eyes of an Eved, so the Alochi goes out B'shein V'ayin. And the Mishnah says there was a story, Shasimas Ein Tavi Avdoi. The Rabbi Gamliel was Mesama the Ayin of Tavi Avdoi. So it says the Ben Yoyada, why is it that Tavi, at the end of the day, his fate was that he ended up being freed by being blinded by Rabbi Gamliel? So he says, Yesh Loimar, based on what the Chida says, B'shem Adrim HaKubalim. That what was the Aveira, who was Tavi? Tavi was Cham. What was the Aveira of Cham? The Pasuk says, Vayar Cham Avi Kenan Es Ervas Aviv. What does the Pasuk say regarding Shem and Yefes? Vayelchu Achiranis, Vayechasu Es Ervas Avim, Upneim Achiranis, Ve'ervas Avim Loirohu. Cham was Vayar Cham Avi Kenan. The other brothers were Ve'ervas Avim Loirohu. The chet of Cham was with Re'iyah. And because Tavi had to be Mesakin, the chet of Cham, he was the toiv of that neshama that had to come down to this world as a tikkun. So what ended up happening to Tavi? What happened to Tavi was he ended up becoming blind because that was a tikkun to what Cham did. Vayar Cham Avi Kenan. And he says another remez is the word Tavi is tes veiz yud. So if you rearrange the letters, it's yud beiz tes, which means Yabet, Miloshin Vayabet, to look, to see. Because Tavi came to be Mesak in the Vayar Cham, the Yabet of Cham, and the Tikkun happened by him being the Talmud Chacham, and him being this great Eved that's a kosher, and by him being the Yad Yamin of the great Nasi Rabbi Gamliel. But at the same time, he had to become blind, Soif Yomov, because that was the way he was Mesak in the Vayar Cham Avri Kenan. So all this is brought down in the Megadim Chadashin and Parshas Noach and the Pasuk Vayar Cham Avri Kenan. So then Rav David Yoy says that Yesh Loimar Bederech Efsher. He says that we find that Tavi Abdu Rosham Gil did two mitzvahs. He did the mitzvah of Sukkah. That's our mission in the beginning of the second parak of Masech the Sukkah. And then you have the Yerushalmi right here in the second parak of Sukkah, and the Yerushalmi in the tenth parak of Masech the Seirvin, that Tavi also was Mekayim the mitzvah of Tvon. He said, why these two mitzvahs? So he says, Yesh Loimar. There's a medrash in Parashas Achrimos. The medrash says, Imosiso Chaviloi Shal Averos, Asei Kinegdom Chaviloi Shal Mitzvahs. If a person did Averos, so Kinegdom he should do mitzvahs. Not just that. If a person did an Avera with a particular aver, he should look to do mitzvahs with that same aver, because by doing a mitzvah with that aver, he'll be mesakin the avera that he did. Says the medrash, einayim ramois. If someone has einayim ramois, he did an avera with his einayim, what should he do? V'hoyu l'taytafayis bein einecha. What he should do is he should put on tefillin, and he brings from the Shlach Kaddish's father, and he brings from the Shevet Musner, from the Sfarim HaKadoshim, that the mitzvah of tefillin is a tikkun for the pgam einayim. That if a person looked at something that he's not supposed to look on, and there's a pgam in his einayim, v'hoyu l'taytofes bein einecha, when he puts on tefillin, specifically the tefillin shal roish, the tefillin is mesakin on the pgam of einayim. But says Rav David Yoy Weiss, there's one other mitzvah, he said, that I found in the Sfarim HaKadoshim that links directly to the pgam of einayim. And he says, that's the mitzvah of Sukkah. Sukkah, the Sfarim HaKadoshim say, is from the Lashon of Histaklus. It's from the Lashon of seeing. And he says, when a Yid sits in a Sukkah, and he looks at the Sukkah, he can be Mesak in the Pgam Einayim. He says, that's the reason that a Sukkah she gevoy l'mayla miyasser mamas psula. And the reason is, Rabbi said, because it says, l'man yedu derisechen, and up until 20 yam is sholta be'eno. But once he yoysem miyasser mamas, it's loy sholta be'eno. What's the reason? Who cares if it's loy sholta be'eno? What's the pnimiyas o'inyin?
Because the suk is misakin the pgam einayim, and if you can't see the schach, you have no tikkun on your einayim. So it's ikka chaser from the sukkah on the deeper level. And it's for that reason, sukkah. So said Rabbi Yais, if Tavi Avdi Shabbat was coming to do what? He had to be misakin chom. And what was the chet of chom? The Ben Yoyada said, misak spav akam perik merubah. Based on the chidah, it was vayar chom. And that's why Rabbi Gamliel was misame einoy shel Tavi. So what was he coming to do? He had to be misakin the pgam einayim. There's two mitzvahs that are misakin the pgam einayim. You have the mitzvah of sukkah, you have the mitzvah of tefillin. That's why the two mitzvahs you find, the chazal were matkish, that he went ahead and he was makbin on, are the mitzvah of tefillin and are the mitzvah of sukkah. And we'll stop here.